You're listening to CITR FM 101.9, radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia. This is the absolute value of insomnia, radio that improves the quality of your dreams.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On this morning's program, we'll be featuring the symphony, the real full meal deal when it comes to musical offerings. Between all the movements, there's really something in it for everyone. This first symphony movement is by Vaughan Williams, and when asked about the work, he said it was best understood by reference to the famous words from Shakespeare's The Tempest, and I shall quote, "We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded by a sleep." This is Leopold Stokowski and the New York Philharmonic with the moderato from Vaughan Williams' Sixth Symphony.
Leopold Stokowski and the New York Philharmonic with the Moderato from Vaughan Williams' Sixth Symphony. Nothing like some horns to wake you up on a Sunday morning. Now you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue in exploring some symphonic movements this morning with some music by Haydn. He set out for London in 1790 on an invitation from a composer and violinist called Solomon, who offered him a chance to perform a series of concerts. Now, the symphonies he performed on this trip were later dubbed the London Symphonies, and his Symphony 94 in G is maybe one of his best-known works. Nicknamed the Surprise, let's take a listen this morning and hear why.
Thank you.
La Petite Bande and the second movement from Haydn's Symphony No. 94 in G.
Oscar Peterson was born in Montreal of Caribbean parents in 1925. In his lifetime, he became regarded by many as the greatest jazz pianist in the world. Among Peterson's innumerable awards and honors were Grammys, the International Jazz Hall of Fame Award, Junos, the Order of Canada, the Order of Arts and Letters in France, the Governor General's Performing Arts Award, and many honorary degrees. Although best known as a pianist rather than a composer, in 1964 Peterson released the Canadiana Suite, an album of 8 original compositions in tribute to Canada. Next is a clip off the album entitled Hogtown Blues, Peterson's Ode to the City of Toronto. This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to continue exploring different movements from symphonies, and we're going to continue with the music of Dvorak. Now, of his New World Symphony, he states that having studied a number of American Indian melodies, he tried to replace their spirit in his symphony. Now, he never actually directly used the melodies, but he writes, "I have simply written original themes embodying the peculiarities of the Indian music. And in my opinion, the results are truly inspiring." This is a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra, with Nima Yarvi conducting. It's Dvorak's New World Symphony. Adagio Allegro Molto opening movement from Dvorak's New World Symphony. I tell you, it just gets better and better if you listen to the whole symphony. That was a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Jarvi conducting.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue exploring symphonic movements with some music by Shostakovich. His Symphony No. 5 was performed first back in November of 1937 to tremendous popular success. Shostakovich himself refers to it as a lyro-heroic symphony. He continues to write that its main idea is a man's emotional experiences and all-conquering optimism. I wanted to show, he writes, overcoming a series of tragic conflicts arising in the intense struggle which rages in one's soul, optimism is born as a world outlook. Those are pretty powerful words on a Sunday morning. In any case, from the first time it was performed back in 1937 right to the present, Shostakovich's Fifth is celebrated around the world. We're going to be hearing a performance by the third movement, the Largo. The Largo, the third movement from Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 with the Scottish National Orchestra and Nima Yarvi conducting. How beautiful is that?
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get Music on the Mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue this morning's exploration into the symphony with some music by Henry Goretzky. Now, like many a composer in his day, he was largely unknown. But all this did change with the release of his second symphony. Back, I know it sounds like I'm dating myself, but in 1976, it was quite the hit, and it made him famous worldwide. And it also introduced music enthusiasts to delve back into his extensive body of works. And I'm speaking of his first symphony, and that was performed back in 1959. It is scored lusciously for string orchestra, piano, harpsichord, and percussion. Here are the final movements from his Symphony No. 1 with the Krakow Philharmonic Orchestra and Roland Bader conducting. An example of Henry Gretzky's Symphony No. 1, which was written back in 1959. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to continue exploring some symphony music with music by Tchaikovsky. Now, it's always humbling to know that great composers have self-doubts from time to time. He writes after the successful performance of his Fifth Symphony that I'm increasingly convinced that my last symphony is not a successful work. I thought it too florid, massive, and insincere. Of course, time has proven otherwise, and it goes to show that we all have self-doubts, and most times I believe in life, they are unfounded. We're going to be hearing a performance of the Valse with Leonard Bernstein, leading the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you. That was Leonard Bernstein leading the members of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with the valse from Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to stay tuned now to Shukshukta and Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Wurku. I'm going to leave you now with some music stylings from James Galloway. Till next Sunday, I'll see you then.